Thank you. A single-vehicle traffic collision on Highway 101 on Monday afternoon claimed the life of the driver and sent two passengers to the hospital with injuries. The vehicle was being driven southbound in an erratic fashion by a 56-year-old female driver when just south of the St. Louis overpass, the driver lost control. The Toyota 4Runner barreled through a Caltrans construction zone across the median and then across both northbound lanes before it came to a rest on its roof on the northbound shoulder. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck and suffered fatal injuries. The identification of the driver is pending. One passenger in the front seat, Virgil Blake Sr., and a second passenger seated in the back, Edward Dale Pratt, both of Hoopa, were taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment of serious and moderate injuries. A third passenger was uninjured in the crash, as were the Caltrans workers at the construction site. Impairment is considered a factor in the incident. CHP officers and emergency personnel responded to a fatal traffic collision on Van Dusen Road, 7 miles south of Highway 36 on Monday afternoon. The 22-year-old driver from Mad River was headed southbound at a high rate of speed when he lost control of his pickup truck. The vehicle rolled over several times before coming to a rest at the bottom of a steep embankment. The 24-year-old passenger from Rio Del was thrown from the truck during the crash and was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver was able to extricate himself from the wreck and climb back to the roadway to summon help. Impairment has not been ruled out as a contributing factor, and the name of the victim is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The Board of Supervisors meets today, and they are expected to approve a grant proposal from County Probation for an $89,000 federal grant so that the department can continue its specialized supervision program for the victims of domestic violence and their abusers. The Probation Department must cover one quarter of the grant that is available through the Federal Violence Against Women Act that will cost the department about $29,000. The grant would fund the program through June of 2015. County Probation first applied for the grant in 2013, was approved, and now seeks to continue the program. The funding covers intensive supervision of those convicted of domestic violence as well as their victims and is overseen by a senior probation officer. Humboldt State University has issued a statement in response to news reports that raise questions about the use of donations that were made to the athletic department. The school said in a statement that the allegations are unfounded and without merit, and that a lawsuit filed against the school, and which is still pending, is without merit as well. The allegations revolve around the misuse of donor funds for fishing trips, and the lawsuit was filed by former Sports Information Director Dan Pambianco. HSU's statement addresses concerns raised by donors to the university, and HSU said in a statement that it is investigating the claims, that it's hired an independent auditing firm, Clifton Larson Allen, to conduct a review of athletic scholarship funds. The statement says the results of the audit will be made public and that the school is taking every necessary step to ensure that donations are used for their intended purposes. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol faces many unique challenges when it comes to traffic safety in our region. Rural, unlit roadways and rain can make driving a hazardous proposition. Lieutenant Brett Fabry of the Garberville Command is all too familiar with our roadways and the issues they present to locals and visitors alike. The CHP is now gearing up for a wet winter season.
You know, for us, the summer, festival season is over. Reggae on the River has been wrapped up, and that's the last big kind of event we have down in southern Humboldt. Now, you know, it's looking like we're getting some rain, so, you know, there's some slick roads out there and, you know, a little less tourists in the parks and on the Avenue of the Giants.
Fabry added that driving the Avenue of the Giants takes patience and concentration.
You know, it's a two-lane road, and it's windy, and the trees, they don't move. If you veer off the road, guaranteed that tree's not going to move. The traffic is less on the Avenue of the Giants in the wintertime than it is in the summer because the tourists travel. But people still got to watch their speed. I mean, those turns, they sneak up on you.
With the wet weather headed our way, it's even more important to drive for the conditions.
You know, in an area like that, the speed limit could be 45 miles an hour, but that doesn't mean that that's the safe speed. You know, that maybe is the speed limit, but on a rainy day when the road's wet, you might take that turn at 45 miles an hour and you're not going to make it because you slide off the road. So just because what the, you know, speed limit might be on that road, that's not necessarily always the safe speed.
Fabry reiterated the importance of maintaining a safe speed and paying attention to the changing road conditions. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.